Yeah.
This feels a lot like the different kinds of types of multiple regression.
These were the review of the four types of multiple regression.
I was on them.
Yep. Full and reduced, also known as nested models. The full model involves all the variables. Now notice all the variables is in quotes. It doesn't mean every variable that's in your data set has to be in the full model. What it means is the largest predictor set that you're interested in. It might be 5 out of 100 variables, it might be 95 out of 100 variables, but what we'll refer to as the full model is the largest model, the most predictors that you're interested in. The reduced model is some subset. Two basic approaches to forming reduced models, theory. Some variables are more important from a theoretical perspective. The question is if a subset of variables accounts for the criterion variable as well as the full model. This was a dissertation several years ago. Will adding MMPI scores improve a model of drinking behavior that's based only on demographic variables? The demographic model did very well. It was based on the intake interview and the PCC. And it did a very nice job of helping people decide what ought to be the treatment approach and how successful that treatment approach is likely to be, whether this is someone who should be thinking short-term or long-term treatment. Model worked pretty well. Question was, do we get anything by looking beyond demographic and personal variables into personality measures, especially measures that may be looking at psychopathy, more serious end of personality measures? And the answer was, yeah, this larger model did substantially better. Now, from a theoretical perspective, what that means is when we're thinking about planning treatment for people with drinking problems, we have to think about more than male, female, age, whether or not they're married, how much school they've had. Theoretically, this full model did better than the reduced model tells us that we have to think about and consider, theorize about and plan around a whole nother kind of data about that person. Pragmatic, will a subset of less costly predictors do as well as a model that included them and the more expensive ones? I can do an awful lot of this for folks where they've got something that works. It works really well. They're happy with it. But it either takes too long or costs too much for both. This is the ubiquitous short form. Can you shorten this for me? Can we do this with 5 predictors instead of 30? Can we do this with something that costs nothing instead of something that costs a fortune? One way to think about the pragmatic side is, to what extent can we substitute proxy variables into an underspecified model and still do as well? Okay, just to get some of that old language in place. We know we're going to have an underspecified model. We know we're not going to predict everything. Now, we're looking for proxy variables, and we don't even care if they're proxy variables because what we care about is prediction. But when we start interpreting that model, then the fact that they're proxy variables becomes very important again. Does that make sense? If I can use GRE instead of IQ and the model does as well, pragmatically speaking, I'm fine. But theoretically speaking, the way I'm going to interpret a model with IQ in it is very different than the way I'm going to interpret a model with GRE in it. How are we doing? On the prediction side, on the purely pragmatic side, there is no such thing as proxy variables. They're known as cheap or available. There's no proxy. All you want to do is predict. On the theoretical side, proxy becomes very important. You got to make sure that what you're interpreting is what's actually in the model. Does that make sense? So there's a lot at stake when you decide how you're going to reduce that model, theoretically or pragmatically. And you got to make sure that you're making good choices about how you do that. Summary of ways of constructing reduced models. Just, you know, start going through multivariate books and primers in different journals and just start pulling things out and comment on them. Only include variables with significant simple correlations. Before about 1992, 93, this was everywhere. This was almost the standard. You run your correlations first, you grab the ones that are statistically significant, you theorize about them and stuff them in a model. Really bad idea for two reasons. One, it ignores suppressor variables. We have already seen examples of variables that don't seem to contribute in a bivariate sense, but contribute in certain multivariate models. And it's atheoretical. I am going to consistently push you towards hypothesizing about models based on a literature review. For some reason, means comparison is very theoretical. Correlations are not in the way we practice them. And that's just silly. Because for the most part, I can take any question about correlations and turn it into a study where I run an ANOVA when I'm done. And I can take any means comparison and plug it into a multiple regression and get a bunch of correlations to tell me the same thing. Your research hypotheses should be hypotheses, not notions. Okay? Only include variables with significant contributions to the full model. In other words, forget the bivariate stuff, because that's bivariate stuff. What we care about is the multivariate stuff. Stuff everything you can into a model and throw away everything it doesn't contribute. Well, that violates the very notion of what is a multiple regression weight. A multiple regression weight is the expected direction and extent of change in Y for a one-unit increase in that predictor in that model. So if you want to know whether or not a variable contributes to the full model, plug it into the full model. If you have other questions, you're going to have to do other analyses. It ignores collinearity patterns. It ignores the fact that a variable may contribute to some models but not others. And again, it's atheoretical. Use automated statistical model construction techniques. Forward, stepwise, backwards, if you're on the right package, backwards, stepwise. There's also all subsets regression. There's two important things here. One, they don't work as intended. For example, if you take a quick look at a handout that we're probably not going to spend time on in class, what it does is it shows you using SPSS, a forward, a backwards, and a stepwise in a very simple situation, one criterion and either three or four predictors. I mean, no big deal. How the hell can you get it wrong? It runs a forward, a backwards, a stepwise, and the three procedures generate three different best models. Nice, simple little four predictor set. And if it's going to do that when you've only got three or four predictors and not a very complicated collinearity structure, what the hell is it going to do with your data that's got 15 or 16 predictors? And it's atheoretical. So we've got these yellow things that are never as good as the pretty green one. Yeah?
So then why do people do it and how can we stop them?
They don't know any better, or they're lazy. Or it happened to work, which is a combination of the other two. Okay. How do we stop them? You'll see there's a link on there to a comment from an editor. Editors are the line in the sand.
What if there's no editor?
You're right. Then what you have to do is you have to know enough to go to war in public with a schmuck.
Oh, God.
Sorry. What we ought to do is select a subset of variables based on theory or availability in economics that might be sufficient. That is, perform equivalently to the full model. That's what you want to do. Say, you know what? Theoretically speaking, if I understand their depression, I don't need to know their anxiety to do what I want to do. Theoretically speaking, if I know the structure of their family, that's what I need to know. I don't need to know about their education. Pragmatically, if I can get their GRE for free, I'm not going to ask them to throw another $10 into a transcript for the application process. Whether it's going to be theoretical or pragmatic, you got to ask yourself, what do I think is a model I want to propose? Keep in mind that the hypothesis question might involve comparing two reduced models, one nested in the other. We'll see this when we go through the example. A lot of times our variables sort themselves into two piles, usually demographic stuff and psychological stuff. Well, now you've got two reduced model and one full model, which is the two of them together. And so you start playing games with, well, does the demographic model do as well as the full model? Theoretically speaking, does adding the psychology help? Does the psychology do as well as the full model? Theoretically speaking, does adding demographics help? And this is the non-nested question, how well does the psychological stuff do relative to the demographic stuff? if I had to pick just one or the other. And so there's a three-part story. How do each of them compare to the combination, and how do they compare to each other? And that three-part story is a very common result section leading into a very useful, fairly easy to write discussion. But it all comes down to having some way to sort your variables into kinds. We'll see some examples.